Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Just waiting for the draft, man. I can't wait. Have you already formalized your plans of attack draft weekend?
Not 100% yet. We're still finalizing because there are some moving pieces with the NFL basically taking over downtown.
Yeah.
So, and taking over Nissan Stadium. So we're having to figure all of that out. But, you know, our first order of business is actually free agency, which starts in 6 days. And there's some excitement here at St. Thomas Sports Park about what's going to happen with that, because that's a, you know, that's one of those things like Christmas. You kind of sit on go and see what's going to happen as the, I guess, the regulated tampering period is not far away.
With the new salary cap that came out, I think it's, what, 9 million more than it was last year. It keeps 10, 11 million more. It keeps going up. But where do the Titans stand from that standpoint, from who's on the roster right now, cap space, and what they're looking at to work with?
Don, you know, there are two things that you really have to look at with that are important. Until the roster is set, until you set the week one roster, the salary cap beginning on the first day of the fiscal year, which will be Wednesday, is your top 51 salaries. So there are a lot of moving parts, but you have to be cognizant of that, because what you think you have right now, you don't completely have, understanding that you're going to have 53 guys on the roster, you're going to have rookies to pay, you're going to be in a situation, too, that anybody who's on IR coming out of training camp counts against the cap, and then the practice squad counts against the cap. So you'll read certain numbers. You'll read, if you look at many of the different sites, you'll see a top 51 number, which is what you are now in terms of room, and then you'll see an all number, which counts everything that's going to happen for the year. Somebody like the Raiders, it's pretty impressive, because their top 51 number and their all number are exactly the same. They're over, by all reports, over $100 million over the cap, or under the cap, I should say.
Yeah.
At one point, they were $100 million over the cap when Reggie McKenzie got there, actually. But they're in great shape. Obviously, Indianapolis is in great shape.
Yeah.
And we continue to be in really good shape, because John Robinson has signed such good contracts with people that have not cost us dead money. And so he has almost the full allotment of the cap. There was a year, 2005, where nearly a third of the cap was taken up in dead money. Right now, only 0.5% of our cap or so would be taken up with dead money. So, I mean, we've got a big complement of dough, but it's not exactly like it seems. You know, you see whatever that number is being reported out there, and you think, oh, you could sign 20 guys. Well, you really can't. You know, you have to pick your spots, and then you'll have to make some corresponding moves. The great news is, if there's something big that we want to do right off the bat, we have the ability to do it if we choose to do it. Now, he can go a couple different ways. You know, he could go after two guys, he could go after some mid-range guys, but he has the option to be as competitive as he needs to be starting on Wednesday.
It's interesting, too, Mike, to watch the sort of in the background. This is the last year under contract for Kevin Byard, who really seems to have outplayed his draft position. This will be the last year for Derrick Henry. And now that we've all seen December Derrick Henry and know that maybe that could be the full-time Derrick Henry, you know, there are some guys who might be in line for extensions possibly before the season is over.
Oh, sure. And in the off season, I mean, there's some things that you'd like to get done. And then, you know, John Robinson made the point in Indianapolis last week that Kenny Vaccaro is a priority.
Right.
So there are free agents that you have that you would like to sign. The Titans don't have a lot of free agents. You know, the Luke Stockers and the Derek Morgans and the Benny Logans and guys like that. But, it's not the pressing things as much. Vaccaro would seem to be the biggest pressing free agent, but Byard is the one that really jumps out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
because, I mean, and it's going to be interesting to see what the safety cost is with Darian Stewart being added to the market, with other players obviously being added to the market through, you know, teams releasing them or choosing not to sign them, like Landon Collins in New York. What's a safety going to cost? You would think the prices go down because more guys are available in the market. Earl Thomas thinks he's going to get $13 million. We'll see.
It's a heck of a list at the safety position. Yeah. What does the free agent market look like in general terms to you this year?
I think it's good. I think it's really good. I think if you're, for example, a team that's looking for a starter at outside linebacker, I think there's a starter there. I think there's more than one. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think there's some quality defensive linemen. The quarterback thing is more interesting than normal because of Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. And because of what may happen if some guys don't get traded, Tannehill's the one in Miami that everybody's going to be watching to see what happens with him next. And then what's the market for Case Keenum coming out of Denver? You would not figure Denver's going to hold on to Case Keenum now that they have almost acquired Joe Flacco, not officially, but it seems like they have. So all of these things are really going to be something to watch. The running backs are always something fun to watch for me because, you know, running backs, I mean, it's always a buyer's market with running backs. They're guys that are out there that you don't think are big names who can come in and help you. Maybe they're not forever options, but they're depth options, or they can give you one or two good years. I'm interested to see what's in the defensive line market, too. Some guys who aren't bigger names might be intriguing to the Titans. I mean, it's no secret the Titans are interested in guys up front on defense. They've got some things they want to do to strengthen the pass rush and also to strengthen themselves with the run. I don't know that there are spectacular names that will be that the Titans will necessarily be drawn to. Maybe there are, but I think there are definitely some solid names who can strengthen what they want to do in that front seven.
Mike Heath, the voice of the Titans, our guest. It was fun the last few days sort of watching this dust get kicked up about the Titans and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know, the Steelers and the Titans possibly working something out. But it seems like by all accounts, there's at least one national reporter, Diane Rossini, who says that it's not going to happen between the Titans and Steelers. But I think Titans fans kind of enjoyed the hoopla for the last few days.
Let me just ask you, where does she think he's going?
She literally, at the ending of a segment, she just said, I got some word right before the show started that the Titans are probably out of this Antonio Brown thing. That's all she said, and they went to the next segment. Nothing else.
Wow, that's interesting. My thing on that is we have some history with deals like that. Yeah. You know, we went and got Kevin Carter when he was supposedly a troublemaker in St. Louis, which, as it turns out, he certainly wasn't. He's one of the human beings we've ever had in this town. We traded for him. We gave up the number 29 pick in the 2001 draft, and he gave us four really good years and then certainly has been a tremendous friend to the organization and the community. And then, you know, a couple of years back, 3 years ago, we trade down 13 spots in the fourth round to go get DeMarco Murray. And DeMarco Murray gives us nearly 2,000 yards rushing and over 600 yards receiving and 19 touchdowns in two seasons. So, and DeMarco Murray was a good teammate and a good guy. And, you know, so sometimes those situations aren't all of what they seem. It's just about what the market is for the player. And there you see two different examples. In one case, you had to give up a number one pick for a guy who was 27 years old and very much in his prime, who played a key position. The other guy playing that position where, generally, it's a buyer's market, being running back. He's a little bit older in terms of how his body is perceived, even though he was not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination. But in that case, you only have to move back. You give up the second pick in the fourth round at number 97 and take the Eagles pick at number 110. So, you know, it's been done here and been done well here, and sometimes everything is not as it seems. But the question is, what sort of deal do you have to make? I think it's a very different deal probably for Antonio Brown than it is, say, for Odell Beckham Jr. Because, you know, there's differences in ages, but also there are differences in where the organization is with the player. In New York, I don't think Odell Beckham Jr.'s situation appears like it's automatically over with the Giants. In Pittsburgh, it appears that it is completely over between Brown and the Steelers. So, you know, you just don't ever rule anything out because you don't know what they're going to have to take. And at some point, the clock is really on the Steelers if they're not getting the right offer, mm-hmm. because do they want to pay that $2.5 million bonus on St. Patrick's Day?
No. I mean, ideally, no. Good stuff, Mike. Free agency is going to be fun. Thank you very much for the visit. We appreciate you.
Good with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.